Now, why are people being detained in Burma? What are the
most of
reasons that the government gives?
They could not do the Burmese military regime's order. Sometimes the army order to do forced labor. Other than some people cannot do because according to their health or according to their economic crisis, so that they could not do their order. Other than
okay, I think I understand. Yeah. So the military runs prisons, and when people defy the military and refuse to engage in forced labor, when people are detained, is there a trial? Is there a court process, or they're just locked up?
Sometimes they have no reason. I study about that. Other than they explain, when did you arrest her? Why did you arrive here in prison? I asked. He explained. I listened about PBC, so I was arrested. One person. According to listening BBC. Other person, when did you arrest her? They order me to do forced labor. At that time, I could not because according to my health care. So I was arrested. Other person, I asked them, when do you arrest us? I'm seeking the national song. Kabama Jehu, Narubina Jige Yare Mokondwe, the Southern National Song in 1988. So, according to his thinking, he was arrested. And then, I saw in prison 12 people. According to listening, Aung San Suu Kyi speak, and they were arrested for 2 years, and then they were transferred to labor camp to do forced labor.
And you also were in prison?
No. As for me, I participated in democracy movement together with students. So I was arrested in 1989. I stayed in prison about 9 years.
So what is the human rights abuse inside the prison?
Yeah, a lot of I face. We lack all the rights of reading and writing. We lack all our rights of health care. And then to eat our rights of food. In prison, food also not enough for prisoner. And then sometimes we face a difficulty. We have no chance to complain about that.
Most political prisoners, are they men, women?
Including women political prisoner. Including different group, ethnic group and other the different kinds of people. For example, students, workers, men, other ethnic group, as for ethnic group, Kachin, Kayin, Xian, Rakhai, Hmong, all together. So, especially women political prisoner face the difficulty more than men political prisoner.
Are they in the same jails, in the same prisons?
No,
separated
in the prison. I also first leader was sent to the insane prison. But in 1991, I was transferred to Dalawri prison. The prisons are very famous in torture not for the political prisoner. One day, I was sent to the solitary confinement, and I looked for around the wall. I saw the one sentence, and I do miss father and mother. The name is Tassin. Tassin means human name. Women also sometimes was sentenced. Women also was put in the solitary confinement. Sympathize with her. But I didn't see who the woman. But I know the woman must be political prisoner. Many political prisoners, their sentence have finished. They were not released. So one person, namely Ong Jo Mo, he was a student. Ong Jo Mo made hunger strike in prison. And then Ong Jo Mo died. After later 3 days, Ong Jo Mo died. But the jail authority didn't notify his family. About on the later 7 days, his family know about that, according to other land. At that time, the family went to the jail and then asked where the, our son. And then the jail authority showed the body, Ong Jo Mo's body, under the crowd.
So you also sometimes they beat you or they hit you?
Yeah,
a
yeah.
Lot of, right?
Yes, I'm facing a lot of, because I took back in strike in prison, and slumber strike, and labor strike, and hunger strike, many kinds of strike, and I participated. So I also was beaten hardly. Right now my right eye is no good. I cannot see some letter.
What is the reason why they beat you?
Well, sometimes they order me to do forced labor and hard labor in prison for their project. I could not obey their order because at that time I was ill. So I complained about that. So I was beaten hardly.
What kind of forced labor projects?
The project was for the prison. And because the military regime didn't pay enough salary. So the military regime allowed to do own projects. Every department, police, prison, and army, some infantry, some regiment. Also that they tried in their own project.
Can you tell our listeners what kind of work your organization does?
My organization is social organization. Our main is only to support the prisoner, political prisoner currently who are detained in various prison in Burma.
How many political prisoners do you think there are in Burma?
In Burma, over 2,000. But right now, well, we have record already over 1,000.
Are you able to visit people when they are detained, or do you have to rely on other means to get to be in touch with people and to get information?
We could try to get information inside prison. It is very important for us and for prisoners. So we use the way secretly. And if the military regime know about that, and the military regime will arrest again their family in Burma. So that is a very secret way for us.
So your work in the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, is it mainly to get information out to the international community?
Yeah. We are trying right now, mainly in monitoring the human rights abuse in prison and reporting the human rights violation in prison to the international community, and then to support to support the prisoners who are currently detained in prison.
What kinds of support?
Especially we support money and medicine, because our basically need such as food, medicine, and some clothes for them.
So you actually bring these things into the prisons to give
no,
to people?
No, no. We support to their family. No, we cannot support directly because it is a problem for us. If we enter inside Burma, and the military regime will arrest us easily. But our supporting also secretly, because it is very important for their family. This military regime in know about that, the military regime will arrest their family.
Now I want to ask you about your trip here,
yeah,
and the purpose of your tour in Canada.
I came in Canada to attend Human Rights International Human Rights Training Course, and then I went to learn the Canada NGO how to try, how to carry on systematically, and then I went to share information with each other, and then I went to request you and international community to pressure the military regime to release all of political prisoners, including Aung San Suu Kyi, you know, writer political prisoners, other journalist prisoners, all of political prisoners to be released. I want to request to pressure and together with us.